we were very clear that, you know, when we make Benefit Street, that we want to be in a place that isn't seen on television very much. I think that's part of the kind of remit of the company and of Channel 4, to actually get parts of the country that you don't see, and people that you don't normally see on television, onto television. Now, one of the things that we do with Benefit Street is, of course, we've got to go to areas where there are high number of benefit claimants. When we were in Birmingham, we were on James Turner Street. That was in Ladywood, in Winston Green, which, you know, had the highest number of benefit claimants for several years.
But residents on the street tell us the vast majority are hardworking, normal people. On what basis can you set the show called Benefit Street if that is the case?
Do you know, because we're very clear, and we were very clear on James Turner Street, is that when we make Benefit Street, we don't just film people who are, you know, purely on benefits. We film people who are working. We film people who are supplementing their working income with benefit as well, whether that's working tax credit or whatever that might be. We film pensioners. Yes, you know, a lot of the people that we have spoken to, and we've gone door to door on Kingston Road, do claim benefit in one way or another. And so that is why we are in Stockton. That is why we are on Kingston Road, because just like on James Turner Street as well, it's not just a numbers game. It's not just about saying, oh, we got this number of people on benefits. It's also about finding places where actually there is a community spirit, where neighbours do look out for one another. You know, because
when you say community spirit as well, what are people getting from taking part in this? Are there any form of incentives then to make them take part?
No, we're not.
Nothing at all.
It's part of the documentary tradition in this country that, you know, it's very, very, very strictly ruled that you do not pay anyone for a contribution to be filmed. So no, we're very clear. No one gets paid.
Nobody gets paid. But there's no incentives. That's what I'm driving home at.
Sorry, I don't catch what you mean.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're putting promises behind the. I've got no evidence to back that up.
No. We're very clear as well. We're very clear as well that you can't. There are no promises. We don't say that you will gain anything from doing this series, other than we hope that you'll enjoy it. And actually, and lots of people do get enjoyment out of telling their story and telling people about their lives. That's why people take part in documentaries.
Okay, would you address this issue for us as well? Because I've spoken to a BBC reporter who told me earlier that members of your production team were encouraging one local man to throw eggs at the media today. That might make, of course, good television, but you know it's not a very realistic view of life on that street, is it?
No, it's not a realistic view of life on that street. And my team,
so why are they doing it?
Well, they're not doing it because I can categorically say that none of my team would be encouraging people to throw eggs at anyone.
Are you sure of that? Are you?
I'm absolutely sure.
Okay.
I've worked with my team for 7 years. They are the same team, the majority of them, who made the previous series, who've worked on other programs that we've made that have been award-winning. And we have very strict rules, very strict protocols, and we're good people. And we don't encourage anyone to throw anything at anyone else.
Okay, going to have to leave it there, Kieran. Thank you so much, Anita, for coming on. That is Kieran Smith from Love Productions, which makes Benefit Street. More on that story to come later.